Star Report with Sasha Star.
I unfortunately have to begin the Star Report with very, very sad news. And that is because just a few moments ago, reports confirmed that Aretha Franklin has passed away.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man.
The Queen of Soul. She was 76 years old. She had 18 Grammys to her name. Mm-hmm. Was the first woman to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And she's the most charted female singer in Billboard history.
Wow. Well, that's not a bad... I mean, if you were going to go out, you could go out like that, right?
Right. So she died at her home in Detroit. She had advanced pancreatic cancer. And we know that in the last few days, many of her friends and fellow musicians had come to visit her. And we have no doubt that many more tributes will follow. They are supposed to be making a movie of her life, starring Jennifer Hudson, which... I think it's set to come out this year or early next year.
Hasn't Jennifer done something like that before? I feel like she's done some other famous singer person.
She's done Winnie.
No, man, a singer. Winnie was, actually Winnie could sing, but I don't mean that kind of singing.
No, I don't think so.
Not like like a girl band or something. It doesn't matter.
Dreamgirls.
Maybe.
That's where she made her name. That was... when she got her Oscar.
Okay, maybe it's that.
Okay, so rest in peace, Aretha Franklin, from all of us at Chai FM. You will be sorely missed.
We'll say a little prayer for you.
We will. Now, on to less sad, but still not entirely happy news.
What are you doing? It's a Thursday.
I
People
know,
are depressed as it is.
I know, but I don't
but
make
news is news.
I don't make the news. I just report it.
Yeah. Okay,
this is
yeah.
what people don't understand. Guardians of the Galaxy 3. Everyone has tried to have the director reinstated. We had the cast signing petitions and letters. And if you don't know why
did he get fired?
James Gunn was fired.
He jumped the gun.
A decade ago. We're talking a very long time ago. When Facebook was still this odd thing on the internet. He made tweets, which I suppose he felt were humorous at the time, joking about pedophilia and rape. He apologized a few years later, or before he began work on Guardians of the Galaxy 1. And because he has made quite less than flattering comments about Donald Trump of late, some of Trump's right-wing activists went and discovered the tweets. So they resurfaced, and Disney decided to fire James Gunn.
That's absurd.
That's what happened. And as I said, the cast has called for him to be reinstated. Some even saying they would threaten to quit if he wasn't a part of the production. And according to sources, a meeting took place between Gunn and Walt Disney Studios chairman, Alan Horn. The meeting was civil and professional, but the Walt Disney exec has stuck to his decision. And apparently Marvel's president is also in agreement.
In this country, we have people who may or may not have, in quotes, committed suicide because of pedophilia rings that they have been exposing. And Disney is like, you know, doing tweet stuff. I mean, Tubbo, if you knew, all I'm saying is do not go to Facebook, on my Facebook, in June 2011, mm-hmm. on the 17th, because we probably won't be on this show after that. You know, people said dumb things on Facebook when it came out. It was what you did. It's like, if you apologized...
What happened?
No.
What did you post?
No, let's not go there. What I'm saying is... is that, you know, how long do you have to... I understand, but if he's apologizing, it's not like, what's the issue?
Well, to fire,
I mean...
Thing.
Oh, is Disney afraid of Trump? It's like we had the... Yesterday we discussed this. China is busy banning Winnie the Pooh.
Yes.
And Disney is busy banning Guardians of the Galaxy via the director because of Facebook.
Well, Well, the production will continue just without James Gunn.
Shame. Yeah. I smell a rat. I think they wanted to get rid of him anyway. They're like, you know what it was? They're like, this is the third one. Let's be honest, no one's really going to watch it, so we have to make it cheaper so we can get in a much less lower director and then we can cut down on costs. That's what happened.
Boom.
There we go.
And on that note, I'm going to tell you our only happy story of the day. You keep reminding us how today is this day and that day. And it's also Madonna's 60th birthday.
Wow.
Whoa.
She doesn't look a day over 43.
Well, I thought she turned 60 long ago.
Very polarizing opinions in the studio. She turned 60 today, and for her birthday, she's decided to give back, do some good. She has a charity in Malawi, where her four children are from, entitled Raising Malawi.
So she's going to give back the children.
Oh my goodness.
Just checking. I don't know if Malawi wants them back.
Oh, compose yourself. No, what she is doing, in fact, Benji, is she's launched an online fundraiser in collaboration with Facebook to raise $60,000 by the 31st of August, which will then be given to the non-profit organization to aid orphans.
Mazel tov.
Mazel tov. And that's just our report for today.
Thank you so much, Sasha Starr. Much appreciated bringing you all the vitally important celebrity news that there is to be had. Not a bikini in sight. We're so excited.